shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies.
Hey everybody, it is October 27th, 2016. This is episode 32 of the Geeks Next Door. I'm Chris. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yo, doing well.
Good, yeah.
Yay. Awesome. Woo.
So we missed last week, which is very sad, because I went through withdrawal, especially since I missed the other podcast too, so I feel like I haven't done a podcast in like a million years. Before we get into that, I wanted to say we got a message. We got a very important message from somebody I've never heard from in my life. And it basically says, so this is like the first time we've ever done a message, I think, beforehand. We usually do them later on. If it says, As I sit in traffic in Atlanta, I always enjoy my weekly dose of the Geeks Next Door podcast. And then there's
Who
no podcast for
Atlanta?
A week. Atlanta's where the fucking zombies come. There's no podcast for this week, and my hopes and dreams fail and wither, and I have to go to Atlanta traffic without sad face. So I'm sorry, M. Matthew, whose last name should go unknown. I'm sorry. I blame Adam and Ryan. So if you need somebody to blame, that's somebody to blame. There you go.
That's true. That's true.
I blame Dave.
Okay.
You blame Adam and Ryan. Adam and Ryan weren't out of town.
Dude, oh, you had a podcast when I was out of town.
Yeah.
The next week, the three of us, Chris, Dave, and myself, double Dave's in the Chris, the CDC, like we're totally fine being
in Atlanta.
Here. Yes. We were ready to go, and we're like, hey, Adam should be ready. He answers emails that we talk about at like noon. Nope. Nope. Ryan's all like, I have to go and talk to people from Britain who don't know that the Beatles are all dead. All
right, we'll get into that. No, that's that. That's that. So basically, Ryan's fault, Adam's fault, but we'll move past it because we're all friends here. Let's talk about our weekends because I think we all had weird weekends and we were kind of away and doing stuff. So, Ryan, you were with me in Las Vegas, in Hot Vegas, I think they call it. How'd your trip to Las Vegas go?
It was good. It was pretty fun. I like to make more money than I lose. And I didn't do that. So that was a little disappointing. But I had a couple good sessions at the poker table, which were fun.
Is there any particular reason why you... Like, was there one key hand you can think of that would have made you a winning time there or not a winning time there?
You know this, and you are dredging up a painful memory.
No, I don't think you've shared with the group, and I want to hear your stories. And guess what? Most people that listen to this have not heard your epic stories, and I want to know what they are.
Okay, especially Ryan epic stories. They're very
Ryan's
rare.
Super epic.
So I had a hand that was a make or break. It would have pretty much brought me to profitable for the trip. I was sitting on pocket tens, or pocket kings, actually, and I was like, ooh, this is some good shit. Pretty excited. The flop came up. I think there was three people in the hand. I bet in a decent-sized bet. It was a pretty loose table, so I kind of tried to weed it out a little bit. Ended up with three people in the hand. Flop came ace, 10, I think. And I'm thinking, oh, man, if there's an ace out there, I lose. This is kind of annoying. But I bet at it just to test the water, to get a read on people. A medium-sized bet, not too big. Got one taker, the other guy folded. The next card was a king.
Ooh, you got full house, trips, kings full of aces,
yeah,
right? That's pretty fucking good hand. That's hard to beat. That's really hard to beat.
And it's also something people don't see coming, so I was thinking, there's probably a guy with an ace, and that guy's probably hanging on to this because he thinks he's got it with the trips aces.
But yeah,
I got
him.
I'm going to come in from behind and smack him with my fucking flush. Or flush, not
full
a flush.
This is why Ryan is not great at poker.
I was like, flush, and I threw it on the table, and they're like, what are you talking about? So I bet pretty big there, and the guy called, you know what I mean? And the river came, and the river was a two. And at that point, we were both pretty much, I was pretty much all in. And I can't remember if I bet or he bet. I think I bet. And I was all in. And the dude had, what it turns out he had was he had an ace and a two. So for 95% of the game, I was playing it right into the perfect situation. If you look at that, you got like an 8% chance of him beating me.
and he gets the, you know, either an ace or a two beats me. He gets it on the river, and so I'm all in. I had a lot of money at the table because I had been grinding and building up my stack, and so all my money's gone. Plus, I would have doubled all that money, and it was an 8% chance that that bullshit happened, and that shit happened.
Yeah, he had five outs, basically, that you know of. There might have been another two or another ace on the table as well, but basically five outs. And kings full of aces is not as good as aces full of twos, unfortunately, which is very sad.
Which is actually bullshit. I think you should get, because I had two bet, I don't know, it feels like my hand was better, even though technically it
wasn't. I can see that. Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. Everyone gets a bad beat. It just sucks that you had to have a bad beat, such a big hand, and one of your key hands when you went. What would you say one of your favorite times was there?
I think probably the most fun I had was just chilling at Paigao and relaxing, because we came off the craps games where it was fucking super intense and stressful for me, because, you know, you put a couple little money out there and you're like, all right, let's put some money on the eights and the sixes, and, you know, the chances are really good you're going to hit one of those, and you got, all of a sudden you got like 40, 50 bucks out there. And as soon as someone rolls a seven, it's all gone. And I know this. So I'm like, no, roll a goddamn fucking seven. And it's just, it's a very stressful game for me. So Paigao is like the opposite. It's like, usually nobody wins.
Yeah, we discovered Paigao is the called the anti-craps, basically. But honestly, one of my favorite parts was when we had everybody on the craps table. We had like 10 people that we all knew, and it was just us on craps. So we got to be like, yeah, come on, do it, Matt, and come on, do it, Dave, and Nick, and whoever was up. You know, it was fun. And the first time around the table was the worst craps experience I have ever had. I was down like $120. Nobody was hitting their number. Everybody was crapping out right away. And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. And then
Ryan left.
No, everyone stayed. And then
it got better.
Well, Amber left because she's like, I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle this. but the next two times around, so much better. We all got most of our – everybody, I think, except for Dave 3, got all their money back. We were making money. I think everybody actually left with money. So that was cool. And it was fun because it was all our friends, and we just had a good time doing it. So good times.
Yeah, it was, and that was pretty fun. That was – but it was stressful too for me. It was both fun and stressful, and I think I didn't come out ahead. I think I somehow still managed it.
What did pick the run. How did Amber think of the trip? She doesn't gamble, so how did she have a good time, or what did she do?
I think she had a lot of fun socializing, but she definitely doesn't like Vegas in general.
Yeah,
I
will say this trip, we did a lot of events, like planned events, like that weren't gambling, you know what I mean? So, like, we did the escape room, and we did the fucking, we're going to meet at this brewery, and we did the, we're going to go do this zip line. Like, we did a lot more than I usually do. I usually just go there and, let's see what happens. But, so, there was a lot more planned events that weren't gambling, so people definitely had fun, I think, that weren't gambling so much, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, yeah, that's our Vegas trip. What about you, Dave? What'd you do this weekend? I heard there were some taco trucks or something in your future.
Which
or past?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, at the mall there was like a bunch of food trucks that showed up, so we went there Saturday and ate a bunch of foods.
But this
was
like a planned event of some sort?
Yeah,
or...
yeah.
It
was which mall was it, by the way?
Maplewood Mall.
Okay.
So, yeah, just down, whatever, 694. It's pretty fast there. Yeah, it was tons of people. And we ate a bunch of really... It was pretty good. Everything was pretty good. Lots of ate some weird West Indies like meat pie thing that was super spicy.
Cool.
And ate some tacos, like a fried chicken taco that was really good, and some fish tacos.
I'm not a fan of fish tacos. Are you guys fans of fish tacos?
Yeah, not
I love
so much.
Fish tacos.
Yeah, they're
medium like for me.
So we
medium.
Got two people that really love it, two people who don't really care for them, and Ryan's medium. That's like a perfect like average.
We're
good
balanced,
job, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and that's the perfect Ryan response too.
I don't know, I like them. Sometimes they're better than others. But you know, like if I had to pick my meat in a taco, probably more often than not, I would pick chicken or beef. But I would still like it if I was given fish. So medium.
I think your two best things on the menu: lobster,
stuffed with tacos.
Okay. What do you think was the best thing you had there?
I had this panini that was like a Cuban panini that was really good. Panini is just like smush bread. That's like grilled cheese.
But it's totally up your alley, Chris.
Yeah, I like bread.
Yeah, it was bread with meat and pickles and stuff on there and mustard and Swiss cheese. It was really good.
Cool.
Did anybody have Meathead?
Ooh, that shit's good.
They had no Meathead, but they had a bunch of other random made-up D&D foods.
Yeah, so whenever we don't know what an inn is serving in D&D, and the person just says, oh, we got Meathead on menu. Nobody knows exactly what it is, but they always end up eating it. So.
Right. But I did buy like a whole bunch of Chileans.
Oh, Chileans are another one. They're very valuable.
We don't know what they are, but they're great.
Don't worry about it.
Some people smoke them, some people snort them, some people eat them. What they are, undetermined.
They're just worth a lot of money, that's for sure.
And I played a good amount of Battlefield 1 this weekend, too.
Okay.
That was a lot of
time. Yeah, you have to tell us about that when we move into our video game segment.
Yep.
All right, Dave T, what about you? What did you do this weekend? Anything awesome?
Maybe. I was going to join Dave at the food truck battle, but ended up having to install a dishwasher instead.
Okay.
So spent most of my Saturday installing a dishwasher. And
did
then,
you have help?
Well, my father-in-law for a little bit, yeah.
Just curious.
But it's not that hard.
No.
Right.
Install. But considering it was their old one, you know.
Oh.
Right.
So, yeah, spent most of my Saturday doing that and then getting caught up on Dark Matter, which is a sci-fi series. Season 2 just showed up on Netflix, so I was binge-watching that.
Okay. So
watched
now,
football.
Now there's another thing you could add to your, oh, I know how to do that. I know how to fucking install a dishwasher. I've totally done it a million times. And then you come and be like, I don't know, I think we do that. All
right, it's pretty much water and power, right? Pretty much water and power, and then cutting to make sure everything fits right.
Yeah, and the drain hose.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, those are words, but I don't know them. Adam, what about you? Did you do anything besides swimming?
No, I was going to hang out with Dave at the truck thingy, but we were swimming.
No, you were not.
No, you weren't.
Did you say, ah, ooh?
You had swimming lessons for seven hours.
Yeah, we had swimming lessons for like a couple hours.
All right.
An hour.
All right.
No, the kid's been sick with an ear infection and he had pink eye too, so.
Yeah, some of the stuff put poop in his eyes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Shouldn't fart in his pillow, man.
It's those kids at daycare, so.
That's just me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the moms of all the other kids at daycare are like, what? That fucking, that white kid is crazy with his pink eye and putting poop everywhere.
It's true. So,
throws a species around like the chimpanzee.
Like a little monkey. Sunday we chilled and just kind of slept all day. I did some homework. That's about it.
Wow, boring. Come on.
I know.
Okay. Well, they can all be winners. That's all right. I'm sure it was fine, just relaxing, right?
I'll take a relaxing day any day.
Okay, cool. When we flew into Vegas, me and a few of the relatives and my wife went to the Grand Canyon. That was kind of fun. The ride was really fucking long. It was like 4.5 hours. Google Maps says it's 3.5 hours, which sucks. Sure. But it's a big canyon. It's really big and deep and fun to look at. But
is that the first time you guys have been there?
First time Amy has been there, and I think Jeremy as well. I don't know. It's funny. Jeremy's my brother-in-law. He's kind of scared of heights a little bit. I didn't know how much, but like whenever we would go up to the railing, he'd like walk the other way.
Oh, that place is awesome.
And there was a few times where we would like go out onto the rocks where there are no railings. We'd go out and take a picture and he'd like, I'm going to go stand over here. It reminded me a lot of Ryan where he's like, don't, what are you doing? Don't do that.
Danger.
Yeah. That's funny.
Did everyone stay hydrated?
It was a fun weekend, though. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad we get to do our podcast again. So let's get the podcast started.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. Party. Party.
All right, guys, what are we doing? What are we doing this weekend? What are we talking about? How's things going?
We got so much to talk about.
We do, and let's start with Halloween!
Everybody loves Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. This is our Halloween episode right here. We're gonna pass Halloween as we talk, and
it's the spookiest podcast we've ever done.
Are you guys spooky yet? We're gonna have to change the intro music to some sort of spooky music. So before we get going into like the meat, the crux of all the shit that we got to talk about, do you guys have any Halloween memories? Something that stands out in your memory that's like, this is what I think about when I think of Halloween. And since I just dropped this bombshell on you, kind of, I'll get us started. Because I remember something. There's two things I remember. The first one is that I don't know what year it was, but I remember the Halloween blizzard here.
25 years.
When was it? 91?
It's 25 years.
So we were like 14 or 13 or something like that?
We were in 7th or 8th grade.
Okay. Yep. So I remember. And I remember what house...
Eighth grade.
In fact, this is a good question. Do you remember going to specific houses for Halloween or, like, good houses in the neighborhood or something? I remember going to the house... I remember the house I was going to when, like, and climbing over snowbanks, which was fucking fun, and I remember how awesome it was.
Right.
That'd be a cool kid's name, Snowbanks. Sorry.
Yeah, you think about that.
If she won't let me name him Riverbanks, I don't think she'll let me name him Snowbanks.
Why? It's right. One veto, and you're like,
I'm sorry, that was a good name. First name John, middle name Snow. John Snowbanks.
That's pretty good.
I'm sorry, that was a really, really deterred.
Whatever. It's fine. So I remember that snow. I remember that snowstorm, which I think was like the most snow we've ever gotten in October, period. Like before that, I remember reading it was like before that was like 0.4 inches or something like that. And after that in October, since it technically was October, we got like 8 inches in that October, which was pretty sweet. And my other one was, I remember this house that we used to go to. It was like a mansion. And we went there because they always handed out full-size candy bars, right? And we had to drive to this place. It was like on the way to my stepdad's dad, so my grandpa. And so we had to actually drive like 15 minutes just to get these full-size candy bars, which in retrospect means you're probably losing out on fuel economy, but as a kid, you don't give a fuck. You just want your full-size candy bar, so... What about you guys? You remember anything about Halloween?
It's more of a general thing. I just remember in Osseo, man, it's just free reign, just like unbridled, like you could do anything. Osseo, you know, for people who don't live in Minnesota, Osseo is effectively 8 blocks by 8 blocks.
It's a little bit bigger than that, but yeah, essentially.
No, it's about 8 blocks.
It's about 8 blocks.
On one side, yeah.
Oh, Adam.
But It's just a super small town. It's got just freeways on the 81 on one side, 169 on one side, and County Road 30 on one side. And it was basically blocked in by three sides of freeways. And you just kids running around. You'd go to the house, it'd give you cans of pop, and then you would run back and you'd go back like 25 minutes later and try and get another can of pop because there's so many kids going on there. It's like it was so much fun. You'd go to the apartments. And then you would always bang on the one thing. I was like, please respect our religious beliefs as we do not celebrate Halloween. So you just run by, like, pound on the door, and then just like, run down the stairs.
Yeah, good times. Man,
it was just fun to be like freedom. It was pure freedom. Like your parents were just like, all right, go outside with your pillowcase.
Your pillowcase! It was always a pillowcase, right? We were so fucking poor. They're like, now they give, like, buckets that are specifically designed or bags that are specific. We had a fucking pillowcase.
You got more candy that way.
Whatever.
You did better, because the pillowcase would hold way more than the fucking pumpkin.
I just remember it, like, it hits dark, you know, a little bit before dark, about 6:30, right? So we'd be out 6:30, and you'd be getting home like 10 o'clock, and it was like, okay, cool. My parents were like totally fine with me being gone, running around randomly, wearing masks for 3.5 hours, and then not knowing where I was.
It was a different time back then.
Yeah, wouldn't happen anymore. That's for damn sure.
It doesn't. Unfortunately, we don't get many trick or treaters. But what about somebody else? Memories, thoughts?
Yeah. My grandmother, on my mom's side, loved to decorate the house for any holiday, especially Halloween. So we always made it the trip out to her house, and she'd have these epic Halloween parties, and people would be over there dancing, and she'd have you know, dry ice going and the witch sounds, and the whole tree in front was decked out in orange and black lights. And,
Jesus.
I mean, she would pull out. Yeah, black lights and everything. It was, she'd have these epic, epic things going on at her house. And then we would show up and you know, she'd have these little treat bags of handmade goodies that she made for everybody, and we'd get that. So that was always fun doing those.
That's neat. That's neat that she did that.
Yeah. And then there's the one year I dressed up as Indiana Jones. I remember that.
That was last year, Dave.
Dude, there was one year that me and Peter, one of my best friends growing up, we just wore laser tag stuff. We're like, what are we? I don't know. We're laser tag guys. Don't worry about it.
I just remember, like, I can't remember what year it was. It was one of the years it was so cold. Derek dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior.
That's right.
He had face paint on, and he had a jacket on, like a full jacket, and just arm tassels around the jacket. So it was face paint, a jacket, arm tassels. It was That's so awesome. Cold.
Yeah. What about you, Adam? You got any Halloween memories?
I'm trying to jog my memory. I remember one of the first times I did, like, actually gave out Halloween candy at my parents' house. Like, everybody else left or something, and I did the giving out, and I made, like, the stupid, like, filled up my, like, clothes with, like, other clothes and hung it from the, like, a dead body hanging from the basketball hoop above our garage. All
right.
And I'd go up there and pull on it and make it move and shit like that. Pretty awesome.
You thought you were so awesome. Yeah.
I thought I was so awesome.
You're like, this is the scariest house ever.
It's not scary. Oh,
parents would leave with their kids and go, fucking teenager.
Probably.
That's cool.
And then, let's see. Yeah, like along the same lines that Dave going to the same house every 20 minutes or something like that for a can of pop. At sixth grade, my friend Kevin and I, what did we do? We found this house that was giving out, like, giant boxes of markers or something like that.
Markers?
And, yeah, it was weird. So we had a backpack with a bunch of different masks on, and we'd, like, change out masks and then go back to the same house.
Who,
like,
need more markers?
Four times in a row.
Why would you do that for markers?
Because they're markers! We need more markers! That's awesome.
It was cool.
That is pretty fun.
All right, Ryan, what about you?
So I remember one time when I got scared.
Yesterday.
There's two things. I get scared all the time. But Adam's story reminded me of it. There's a house, and I can picture it, but I don't remember whose it is or that kind of thing. But I remember that the driveway had a bunch of cars in it, and nobody was trying to scare me, but it happened to be that as I was walking up and it was dark and all creepy, there was someone, like, in the car, like, finishing up a cigarette or something after they had parked there, and, like, right as I was walking up towards the door whipped open and a big dude hopped out, and I was like, whoa, and I kind of, like, shuffled away really quick, but I was, like, freaked out for a long time.
Trickered.
And then I also remember when I was in my Richie Rich days, when I had my pumpkin, apparently Richie Rich, because I had my pumpkin holder for the candy. I had the pumpkin bucket.
Ugh, fucking rich kids.
By the way, we're not rich. These pumpkins were plastic and super cheap.
Plastic? Shit, we dreamt about having plastic.
We actually had to get home and put the pillowcase back on the pillow.
Go to bed.
Right? Go to bed. Put the candy in my bag.
You had to dump
Don't
the candy
worry about
out.
It. You'll be fine.
Stuff the pillowcase yourself with stuffing.
You sleep on your candy and like it.
Okay, but, Ryan.
But I remember coming home with that, and I just remember that my old house and sitting out on the carpet, and the whole ritual of dumping out and sorting the candy.
Yeah, that was fun.
The whole ritual. Yeah. And this one I remember because there was, like, I didn't usually watch scary shit, but on Halloween they'll show shows like Halloween. And I remember watching one of those as a little, fairly young dude, and it was, I think it was Halloween, and like the show Halloween, and being like, whoa, this is kind of messed up.
Man on Elm Street, the TV show?
But that was fun times.
Did you guys ever, yeah, now that you mentioned it, I loved what, like, I'm a big sorter. I like to bring organization to chaos. So I like to, like, bring I always sort them, but did you guys ever trade with, like, your brothers and sisters and be like, ooh, this is gross, I don't like this, you want this, or you trade them back and forth and stuff?
Yeah, and you'd give them, you'd try and get deals and stuff, you'd be like, okay, I'll give you, like, fucking 4 Whoppers, because Whoppers are shit. And I'm like, you give me, like, 2 Butterfingers.
Yeah, I would have totally traded with you, Dave.
Give me all my Sixlets for Snickers.
Oh, Sixlets. God, those things are so good.
Those are good. Is that my siblings and I probably liked all the same candy, so...
Yeah, that happens.
And anything with coconut in it, fuck that.
Mm, I got
that's
you.
That's pretty good.
And what's actually kind of cool about Halloween, and I guess this is true for most of the fucking holidays, is that there comes an age, like, around, I don't know, 17 or so, or 16, where you can't really do it anymore, and it starts being less cool or whatever, you know, and you stop doing it for a while. And then you have kids, and you fucking go out with your kids, and they love Halloween. And it's, you get to experience again. Persephone loved Halloween, and she loved to fucking just, everything about it. And it just, it's cool. You get to see, like, you get to go through that joy again. You get to get off the hook, right? You can like it again, and you can dress up, and you can go do shit. And nobody looks at you weird because you got a kid, so you can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's true. Yep.
And then you start going to Halloween parties, adult Halloween parties.
That sounds boring.
I never did much of that, although Persephone was conceived after adult Halloween parties.
Oh, man, I threw up so bad after that party.
You know,
that's why I always get to be the first one. It's like, oh, yeah, I was kind of there. Throwing up.
Maybe that was part of the ritual that needed to be reoccurring every time.
No, we tried it once. One Halloween, we're like, Dave, come over and throw up while we have sex, and it didn't work. So,
wait a minute, but like, there had to be like tons of shots, and it had to be Taco Bell. There's like a key. There's key ingredients that needed to be like done in a certain order.
The goddess of fertility demands throw up, and that is Taco Bell.
Right.
Yeah,
that's funny.
All right. Well, thanks for indulging me in Halloween.
All right, so just one more. What was your first Halloween or like scary movie that you guys remember seeing?
Oh, really? Exorcist.
Oh, no. Was yours Exorcist?
Yeah. I should not have watched that.
Yeah, mine was Poltergeist. I should not have watched Poltergeist.
Mine was Poltergeist.
I was fucking scared of clowns and looking under my bed. I still remember like not wanting to look under my bed because there's going to be a fucking clown down there that's going to drag me under.
Right.
Mine's Halloween. I don't know if it was like, maybe it could have been Halloween 2. I don't know. When
one of those Halloween.
There's a bunch of
them. Did it have a guy in a white mask?
I think so, and he was like walking in a hospital. Like, and...
Okay, so that's. I think that might be 2.
Okay.
I think it is.
How about you, Adam?
Mine was Pumpkinhead. Oh, God. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, in retrospect, we probably shouldn't have been watching Scary so early, but whatever. We all turned out fine. Good job, guys.
That's actually comforting when you're like, maybe I shouldn't be letting my kid watch this. And then when you remember back, like, oh, shit, I was watching a fucking horror movie at, you know, whatever years old. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll live.
Right. There's so many other things that get stacked on top of it.
Yep. All right. Well, we got. I know we gone for a week, and we got a lot of shit to talk about. I think we're gonna go a little long tonight, but what the fuck? I don't care. So, who's got something to start with?
Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer came out like the last week.
Sneak peek,
which is pretty great.
Oh, the actual trailer. I saw the poster or whatever, but I didn't, or the shot. Yeah. I didn't see the trailer yet.
It's a sneak peek type of thing that James Gunn released.
Yeah, okay. It's like
pretty epic. It is pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to watch that. I haven't got a chance yet.
And,
do they show
and
any...
you'll like it because you. I would say you're gonna like it because it gives like no plot details.
Oh, I do like that.
You have no idea what's going on. It's just a bunch of characters running around. You know, so you're gonna get a sense of who's all in it from a main character kind of aspect.
It's just the feeling again.
And so that one dude, the dude that was chasing him, is gonna be part of the group now, or what was that guy's name?
Yondu.
Michael Rooker?
Yeah, Yondu or whatever.
Yondu.
the guy he basically like grew up with or whatever, and was, chasing him and whatever. I don't remember the group that he was part of or Laden.
The Ravagers.
I keep getting up with the Serenity group, which is the Reavers, I think.
The Reavers.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I don't remember a show where they've done much like that, where they're like, this is the kind of like, you know, the guy who's chasing him, and now he's part of his group. Yay!
Yeah. Everyone was freaking out at the end of the sneak peek. Because you get a little shot of baby Groot.
Oh, yeah, I suppose he's going to be little, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got to regrow.
Cool. So.
What else?
The other big trailer. Yeah.
What trailer?
Is Logan.
Logan, like the third Wolverine movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like all old and stuff.
Do you think that they will like lose audience, gain audience, or have a net neutral result from calling it Logan rather than like another Wolverine movie or something? Or is it actually called Logan Wolverine, or just called Logan?
It's just called Logan.
Yeah.
But all the artwork shows like the claws and shows like stuff like that. All we can know from it is like it takes place sometime in the future. Something has happened to mutants and they're pretty much like dying out. All we have is Wolverine is Logan and like a super old Professor X, like really old.
Just willing his body on? That's kind of sweet.
And he's like, basically, I need you for one more thing. You have to go and get this girl. And she's, some sort of clone of him. You know, I can speculate Rogue? I can speculate a lot on there. Because
like, they've already said, haven't they?
It's
Laura, X-23. Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
Which is a clone of Wolverine, right. Like a female clone.
Okay, that's interesting. I can just see, like, if you're, like, my grandma goes to a movie theater and she said, oh, this one says Logan. I'll go see a movie called Logan.
Don't you mean
and he's like,
Dave's
shing,
grandma.
Shing. Yeah. Well, Dave's grandma would enjoy it. She'd be like, yeah, shing, shing.
My mom would come see it and say, oh, it's all about my grandson. Oh, no, it's not.
That's a good point.
When's
that come out? When's that come out?
March.
March, yep.
And Guardians of the Galaxy is later, like next summer?
Yeah, like May.
Okay.
March
okay.
or May.
So those are coming up relatively soon. They're not like 2018 releases or something.
What else? That was really interesting. I don't know if it's interesting, but someone once again gave M. Night Shyamalan some more money.
No! Why do they keep doing this?
Like,
somebody likes him, right?
Somebody his name is cool. I mean, he's got a cool name.
Right.
If you see that on something, you go
it's a
like...
stage name.
It's a pretty neat name.
I think it's his real name, though.
You think it's based on his name alone? They're like, M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong, I'll give him money. Fuck that.
Right.
I do think there's some value in a name that, you know, like, he hasn't done in a while, and they can just say, from M. Night Shyamalan. You know, and then they go like, oh, yeah.
What's in a name? Yeah. Was a rose called anything different? Be just as sweet?
I look up the name, and they'll go, oh, he's tanked every film.
Well, the thing is, like, the first few were, like, besides Unbreakable, what I think is the worst movie of all time.
That's the best movie of all time.
Oh, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
I hate it so much. It's like, I'm a hero. Call the cops. Fuck. Heroes. Punch fucking
that is
Samuel
what the cops
Jackson's
did. The hero did.
Broken bones.
The hero just called the cops on the bad guy.
Right. Who does that? But, yeah, the basic concept is, like, young Professor X, like the James McAvoy, the guy who plays it in, like, the young one, Professor X and all the X-Men movies that are in the past. That guy is, like, a guy who has, like, 23 separate individual personalities that's somehow, like, you know, like, so he kidnaps some girls that he's going to use them for some sort of ritual of, like, somehow... I don't know, combining his personalities into a super personality with, like, abilities, and it has some supernatural, aspect to it.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay. Like, the trailer looks good because it's a trailer. You know, you can make you can take a shitty movie and cut an amazing trailer.
Lady in the Water looked good from the trailer.
Right. I was like, oh, look at all this fantasy stuff.
One guy had really beefy arms.
I remember one where they were, like, trapped in, like, a park reserve area, and it was...
That was
the village.
The village, yeah.
The village? Is that what it was?
Yes.
That one wasn't terrible.
It was terrible because it was an Outer Limits episode, or not an Outer Limits. What's the other one?
Twilight Zone,
I think. Or was it? It was one of those. Whatever. It was the exact same premise, and that's like, wait a minute, I've seen this premise before.
They do that.
I thought you were
going to
say
it,
Hunger,
Hunger Games, Ryan.
But now when it's like a twist, you know, the big twist, you can't recycle twists because you've seen that twist before, you know? It's like if the next year he come out with, guess what, that main character was dead all along. Like, yeah, I know, I watched your last movie.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Guess what? Those aliens, they really are aliens.
Aliens. Why the fuck would they come to a planet filled with water if water's acidic to them?
Oh, no, I love that because now, for some reason, Amy leaves bottles of water everywhere. I'm like, what are we fucking waiting for? The village? Or the. What was that movie called?
Signs.
The Signs? I see.
That was an M.
Night
Shyamalan movie?
Yes. Swing away, Meryl.
That's one of my
Swing away.
Ones I enjoy quite a bit for some reason.
It's actually. I think that film is fairly well done.
Yep.
I think there's some questionable acting, especially when he's acting in it. That takes me out of the movie completely. I'm like, why did you put yourself in here, and what's wrong with you? But there are some good parts of that movie. There's some really like strong scenes, and you're like, cool, that's cool. That's a cool thought.
Dude, like that Mexico scene with the birthday party, when the kids are all like, and they're like filming, and all of a sudden, like the alien walks just across right, frame, right. And like looks like the like Bigfoot style, like, and you're just like, oh. That looks so awesome.
In fact, I think I'm going to give
the scene when he's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Mm-hmm. With the pantry? When Mel Gibson goes to the kitchen of the dude of M. Night Shyamalan's character, right? He's like, I trapped him in the
Him in the pantry. Yeah.
He's like, you know, trying to get the under. I was like, see him, and he's got the hand, and he's chopping at the hand.
So I'm going to give M. Night Shyamalan ding dong his due. I think he does scenes really well. Like there's spurt scenes, like the Lady in the Water, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Unbreakable, your favorite movie. There's that scene where he's with his kid, and he's like, how much weight can we keep putting more weight on?
That's cool.
And that's a thought that everybody who's ever lifted any weights has. Like, I wonder if I can just keep going, you know? So it's kind of cool that that's he does good scenes, but I think putting them together is sometimes he fails a little bit. So. Right. Or a lot. You know?
I just think, like, the ending of that hurt the overall movie. Overall, I thought it, like, the Unbreakable was, like, cool for, like, 75-80% of it.
Sure.
And then the ending is what, like, it's like, you made
just
it all
shut
like
it off at this point.
Right. If I just shut it off when they first met, when he was all like, he reveals, he's like, when Samuel L. Jackson is all like, I should have known I was the villain when they gave me, they called me Mr. Glass.
I'm Mr.
And I was
Glass.
Like, and if it just ended right there, I'd be like, holy shit, that's a cliffhanger. Yeah. I never
What's
saw
the
that.
Next movie?
That'd be good. Yeah. Hey, did anyone see what was his elevator movie? Remember? He had an elevator. Did anyone see that?
Yeah. Me and Tiffany watched it.
I'm probably never going to see it. Was there a twist in there, or is it just trying to figure out who the possessed one or whatever is?
Yeah, it's trying to figure out who the possessed person is inside the elevator with five people.
Is it worth watching, or?
No.
What about in the Halloween spirit, is it worth watching?
It's not. It's like 95 minutes, so if you have 95 minutes.
The Halloween season when I'm trapped in an elevator, I need something to watch.
Yeah, if you're trapped in the elevator watching Elevator with five other people or with four other people, and you say you're watching it, and one of them, you're like, one of us is probably possessed.
We have to start murdering people.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you're trapped in an elevator with five people and one of them is actually possessed, then probably worth watching.
Let's all get in an elevator together and see if this is like gonna happen.
There are five of us. We could do it. Right.
Yeah, all who right. would be possessed the easiest?
Probably Adam.
Why me?
I don't know. I'd probably say me. I'm pretty weaky. I'm in a weak mental state these days, so they're just probably easy. Like, hey, I'm going to take your soul. I'll be like, nah, whatever.
I don't know.
No, but you're like the most physically fit right now, so maybe they want you.
But they want mental. Mental, I'm pretty weak, so.
Wait, after Ryan's devastating loss in poker, he would just be like, hey, I bet you I can beat you in this game of chance. Like, Devil Went Down to Georgia style, and Ryan would take that bet.
Speaking of which, did you guys hear did we talk about the Devil Went Down to Georgia, that song, you know, where they play the fiddle and shit like that?
Yep.
So apparently there's a sequel I didn't know about, where the devil comes back and he beats the devil again, which is not that noteworthy, but whatever, you know, trying to capitalize on your mistakes. But what I thought was cool was the subtext. They're like, you know what? The devil's fucking crafty and long-term. He just got this guy to be greedy and to be prideful. Those are deadly sins. He's going to go to hell. His soul's going to hell. So while he might have given up his golden fiddle, that guy's now going to hell for eternity.
Really? And did they make that clear in that?
Not at all. That's just what people think afterwards. I read it. I was like, holy shit, that is a good fucking theory.
Interesting.
That's a little side thing, obviously.
That's all right. All right. I like it.
And that was
so
cool.
The devil kind of won.
Yeah,
was like,
the devil won on purpose, basically. He let him win, so he showed his how prideful he is and his greed and all this shit. Devil, we know devils are fucking long-term. They make deals, and those deals generally don't work out for you.
Fucking Raj.
Raj!
Raj.
Raj!
Raj's got to make terrible deals.
Seriously.
I read about Discovery.
Discovery.
Is that on there to talk about this evening?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got to say, then I'll continue talking about it.
Dave, that's you.
I was going to talk about something else, but I can talk about this.
Well, you can do them all, but let's just start with this. Apparently it got delayed or something, or...
Well, not only, originally it was supposed to premiere in January, then they delayed production, so now it's not supposed to premiere until the summer. Rumor has it they still haven't found their lead actress, like they still haven't announced any casting.
That's like, there's no cast list at all, is there?
Seriously?
And they're supposed to start production next week. To the point now that the one guy that everyone was so excited, that the executive showrunner, Brian Fuller, who was going to do all the writing and directing, has now stepped down.
Okay.
Because he's got other projects that he needs to do.
So Brian Fuller, I just know him from Deep Space Nine. I know him from Voyager. I think he wrote on those shows, right?
Yep.
And then he was like really huge because he did Pushing Daisies, which is super funny.
Oh, and he did Dead Like Me or something, didn't he? Or something like that?
Yes. Yep.
I like that show. It was short and...
And then, he did Hannibal, which me and Tiffany really liked that movie.
Hannibal was good.
Yeah.
And, he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies right now, because he's doing American Gods at Stars right now.
Oh, so. Jesus Christ. So, not only push it back again, but he's gone.
Yeah.
He's still going to be executive producer overseeing everything, but he's not going to be able to do the day-to-day writing. That everyone was looking forward to.
And if they wanted to start in January with no official cast list, this seems a bit strange.
Yeah.
Well, now, they moved it to May about 2 months ago, and now they're even, that's in question. They have no cast, and they're supposed to start to hit May. They need to start production next week.
Yeah, so I did read this, and one of the things, so when I went back and watched the... Because I read the story and it had a link to their first teaser, you know, that you go and watch with the ship pulling out and everything. And after watching it again, I have to say that ship graphics was fucking terrible. I don't know if that was like a...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like a concept art or something, but it looked like worse than video games. Video games have better art than this ship did.
Well, it was like triangles and circles, and that was it.
It looked terrible. I mean... Video games 10 years ago looked better, so maybe it was just concept art early that or something that they wanted you to see.
I think I could almost do better.
Oh, I know you could. You can 3D print. You can do anything. So.
Damn right.
So anyways.
Next week, Adam White has been signed on as executive creative producer.
He's the art director.
Skills involve 3D printing and delivering packages on time. But if you want your TVs not tipped over... Do not ship them that.
And if you want a Galaxy S7, you can't use them, I'm sorry.
I will not deliver those.
So, speaking of which, on the plane, did they mention that? That Brian, because you were on a plane recently, where they were if you have a Galaxy S7, give it to me.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It's like, if anyone has a Galaxy 7, you will not be allowed to take that along on the flight. Please, you know, it's just funny.
So did anybody... Who would fucking raise their hand? Oh, yeah, I do. No, nobody's going to raise their hand and say, "Kate, take my phone."
I'm surprised they got past security with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much they look at that stuff, but it was funny. So, yeah, Discovery or whatever, I'm not... I don't know, man. This is hurting
I'm no longer confident with it.
Not at all. There was a time when they first mentioned this where I was like, of course I'm going to get CBS All Access. Of course I'm going to watch this show.
I know. I've been starting to look and see what I can do to get it.
Now, I'm to a point where I might just download the episodes, which I hate to say, but and if I like it, maybe I'll do it after a few episodes or something. But yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on, FBI. Bring it on.
Speaking of casting news.
Yeah.
Danny Glover.
Mr. Lando Calrissian. Right. I read that. Amy told me that. That's kind of cool. He's the guy from that. He's that rapper, right?
Childish Gambino.
Yeah, that's
him. Also Troy Barnes from Community.
Right. So LeVar's got to be on the show, right? LeVar Burton. He's got to come on the show with him.
As LeVar Burton?
Yeah. Are we crossing? We're like crossing universes. Finally, we have our in. We have our in.
All right. But wait a minute. Like, it won't be like Star Trek. It won't be the real universe. It'd be like a different universe of Star Trek.
Yeah, we have to cross. It doesn't matter. Okay. I know Crazy is coming.
I think he might be an okay Lando. We just got to give him a Colt 45 and see if he works.
Smooth Colt 45.
Right. No, I could see him doing really good with it.
Yeah, I actually think it's fine.
I'm excited for it.
I think it's fine, too. So he's going to be in the Han Solo film?
Yep.
He's going to counterpart. Well, he'll do the Lando of the new Han Solo film.
I'm sorry. I'm just now realizing that's kind of cool. We never knew their backstory or why they're, you know, good. You know, that's fucking kind of cool that we get to see that. I like that. Or when he fucking loses the Falcon to him, that'll be sweet.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that movie.
That's actually interesting because it's canon. Is it canon that Lando owned the Falcon first and then lost it?
It's in the movie.
Yeah, because it's in the movie.
It says it several times. My ship.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do to my ship? Your ship.
Yeah.
I had that was pretty good, Chris. Actually, that
thanks,
brought
man.
It back.
I got you.
I wonder if they'll actually explain how he gets to Cloud City, owning it. Well,
it could just be the end where he's like, "I've got some stuff lined up," and they just slow him flying into Bespin. But it's just Cloud City is just getting started being built.
I was going to say, weren't they talking about that in? I mean,
they could do.
I mean, they kind of explained a little bit of that.
Either way, it's all this makes me want to see that movie more, which is, I guess, shouldn't be a big... it's a Star Wars movie. I'm obviously going to watch it, but this makes me want to see it more, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Is Donald Glover related to that Raj?
Danny Glover?
Danny Glover.
Related to Raj from Lethal Weapon?
Right.
From Lethal Weapon. Because they're both black, so they're... Adam, what are we going to do with you? That's our Adam.
Not because he's black.
Before I forget this thing. So I was reading recently that they had a video of this. There's some chimpanzees. You know chimpanzees? They're like... or something.
Poop, yeah.
I do know what a chimpanzee is.
Yeah, I did mime it up
thanks
for you.
Thanks for making sure. No problem. I
didn't know if I told you guys. I know I told Damon. I don't remember if I told you guys. They found a spot, I don't remember, I think it's in India somewhere, where they're abducting feral dogs and beating them into submission and training them as watchdogs.
Wait, hold on. What's a dog?
What?
Is that the
chimpanzees,
thing that goes...
Oh, I fucking hate Ryan right now. In fact, hang on, let me send him a virus. Boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 010111. There, you got a virus. You're done now.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Yeah,
okay,
fucking
anyways.
Chimpanzees are abducting feral dogs and training them to be watchdogs. That's fucking ridiculous that they can do that.
That's amazing, actually.
I know.
That's really cool.
I only bring it up because I'm amazed by this. I'm amazed by chimpanzees of the ability to fucking say, that dog... That animal over there sees better than me and spells better than me. I'm going to train it to watch for me. And then they're not gentle with it. They, like, beat the shit out of it until it's submissive. And then they feed it a little bit. And then they fucking just have it watch for them. It's awesome. And I think that we're going to be eaten by chimpanzees. It's Planet of the Apes, basically. It's coming.
Yeah, it sounds like the evil. Like, there's going to be a cool movie where the chimpanzees are evil. Some of the other apes are nice and trying to save the humans. But the chimpanzees are evil.
Is there the noble apes?
The noble apes.
Yeah, the noble apes.
Which ones were the war ones in Planet of the Apes? Like, there's different species, right? Wasn't
gorillas.
There?
The gorillas.
The gorillas were like the soldiers,
gorilla.
Right?
Gorilla.
Yeah.
And then the orangutans were like the scientists,
smarties.
Guys.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
And the political ones were all like the chimpanzees.
Huh.
But yeah, on a similar thing, in
Dr.
Thailand.
Dr. Zayas.
Right. They've been watching these wild macaques, which are also monkeys, and they have basically proven that they've been watching them get better and better with effectively stone tools for the last 50 years. So they're saying, like, the wild macaques are off the coast are in the Stone Age right now.
That's pretty cool.
They're using tools to, like, get shellfish, which they never ate before, and they'd be like, shellfish, like, okay, rock, and like, breaking the shell just enough to get into it, to eat it.
I think our time's running out. I think I think our time on this planet's about to be taken over by monkey men.
Pretty soon they'll be in a Bronze Age, and then it'll be.
Yeah, the all problem over. With that is the Stone Age for humans lasted like 14,000 years, so
sure.
I think we have time.
But yeah, but okay, so stick with me here as I bring you on a journey, okay?
All right, play me a visual
dialogue. All right, so. Fucking asteroid hits. Right? Dust cloud goes up for years. 90% of the population dies. Most of the people who survive, the animals that survive are going to be animals that can adapt and live in nature already. Humans, most of us don't know how to fucking live in nature. A few might, but those ones that do eventually are going to, you know, they're not going to remember how to fucking make electricity and stuff. It's going to be the survivalists who don't know shit and love God.
They're not going to be that smart.
They're the ones who are going to win. So, you know, and then humans slowly go extinct because, we don't remember anything. We're all dumb. And the chimpanzees that are now in the Stone Age, give them another couple thousand years and they're next. They're next up the ladder.
Yep. Or
just one asteroid away.
Breeding with the chimpanzees.
Ooh, sexy time. I like it.
Yeah, like, dude, Stalin had scientists trying to figure that shit out back during World War II. You know what happened? Nothing. Because we're genetically too different.
Oh, really?
Well, now.
Did he really? Yeah. Stalin's like, breed with these monkeys?
Man, like, I have this. I should send you the link. It's like, it's weird. It's weird World War II science stuff. Like, the British were trying to build, like, an aircraft carrier of ice so that they could, like, put planes on it, right? And then, like, keep hidden from radar and stuff like that because ice doesn't bounce radar off.
What the fuck?
Right. And then they would be able to, like, position these things so that they would get bombing runs onto Berlin with, like, no retribution on it because they wouldn't be able to, like, track that. Like, the planes would be like, oh, we're going to shut off our engines, cool down, land on this thing, and now you can't track us anymore and
that's
stuff like that.
Pretty cool, actually. They're like, what kind of fucked up ideas can we have? I don't know. We can think of a lot of fucked up ideas in order to kill people.
Right. There's some weird stuff. Huh. Like, where they train like, the Russians trained dogs, they put bombs on them, and they kept training them to go under tanks, right? But they trained them with their own tanks. So when they would release them to go, they'd run out, and then they'd turn around and come back and crawl underneath the Russian tanks.
And then blow up.
And they would blow up.
That's pretty sweet.
They didn't have any, like, German tanks or British or any of that stuff to fight against.
That's pretty cool.
That's too bad.
On a similar note, I remember reading about how, I don't remember who, but one of the agencies, may have been Britain or maybe Russia, they tried to train cats to be spies. So they basically tried to put, like, a listening device on a cat's collar and had the cat go over and, like, stand next to a target so they could hear it. And the cats wouldn't cooperate. The cats are like, no, fuck you. And they just walked wherever they wanted because they're fucking cats. And the project lasted, like, one day. And then the first cat that they trained, after it just ran around and did whatever the fuck it wanted, got ran over by a car. And they're like, all right, fuck this. We're done.
That's funny.
Poor kitty.
The cat signed its release forms. It knew what it was to do.
Today is Black Cat Day, by the way, so if you have a black cat, make sure you pet that black cat. Maybe get extra food as well.
So, do they have a day for all cats? And, like, so, like, how many species of cats would you say there are?
Well, I'll bring this up on my next podcast, but there's a reason for Black Cat Day. It's in the UK. It's because black cats are considered good luck there. So, it's like, you know, most cats, here they're considered bad luck, which is weird. I don't know how it got turned around. But there, they're considered good luck, and there's things that go along with it. So there's no reason to have, like, a tabby cat day, because they're not considered anything. That's why they have a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's because of Christians, really.
Basically. And witches.
Yeah. Witches.
Yeah, because the Celts are all like, oh, cool, fairies! Fairies can turn into cats! You guys are awesome! And then Christians are like, whoa, 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 you fairy! You guys are terrible!
Yeah. Pretty much.
All yeah, right. There's... I don't know. What else did you see in? You didn't have time to do anything like learn any or read any like news or watch pop culture stuff, did you? When you were in Vegas, did you see anybody? Did you see any things that may have went back in time?
Well, I know where you're going with
me
this.
Too. And pop culture wise, I did see Michael Jackson's slot machine, and he won me about $300. So thank you, Michael Jackson.
Sweet. Was it black or white?
It don't matter.
It don't matter if it's black or white.
Don't matter.
They did have a guy on Fremont Street that looked
a lot. They had a Michael Jackson impersonator dude. He looked really good, and he was like hanging out with a Prince dude, and he actually looked pretty good, except for he was way too tall to be Prince, because Prince is extremely short. But nobody knows that, because he doesn't look short when they show him in videos. But he was a pretty good Prince.
For a second, I
And they also had like an old man just wearing like a fucking cock sock, so Fremont Street's got some interesting stuff.
Yeah, it was a cock sock. Yeah.
Seriously. It was like a thong thing.
I don't want photos of a cock sock. I took photos of the DeLoreans we saw that looked like Back to the Future DeLoreans.
Yes.
But still it. Dave, they're not fun.
Yeah, don't take a picture of a cock sock. He'll probably be like, now you owe me money for that. They love to do
like,
that.
That's not how this works.
And they'll be like, well, I'm going to fight you. SpongeBob, get over here and fight this guy. And then SpongeBob comes up to you beating the shit out of you.
And a guy dressed up like
Brain Man the Protector?
Yep.
Oh, they had a good Transformer dude, too. A guy that was dressed in Transformer apparel, and he was walking, you know, kind of transform-y. He was pretty good. Well done.
Not a visual show, Ryan.
Who's the mimer now?
Just in case you didn't know, the Transformers walk like.
Cool.
That's true. How they found.
One of the guys over here tonight, Brock. He the guys that came over for Thursday Night D&D. He has the PlayStation VR, and he's like, "I'm gonna come over and set it up for you guys, so you can check it out. It's pretty cool. He's got the Batman one, which I thought sounded pretty neat." So we can hook that up. We just got to find a time when we're all available, and then we can have something to talk about. And Ryan can be like, holy shit, VR is amazing. I need to get a PlayStation 4 and a VR machine.
Wait a minute. Ryan won't get it.
One day.
He's not on board with VR.
Once they make VR extreme.
What's it do you do with your kids where you say, like, oh, you don't like
reverse
candy.
Psychology.
Reverse psychology, yes.
Nice Ryan, try, Ryan, Ryan, Ryan will never like VR.
Wait a minute.
Ryan lives
like
in VR.
Ryan tries the Ryan pizza maneuver, where it's all like, you know what tastes, you know what's wrong with pizza? If you don't eat it fast enough, it gets cold and goes bad. Would you like a pizza? Well, I guess if you're offering,
you really want
to
say
if like, you're trying to get rid of it so it doesn't go like, bad. Yeah.
Hey, would you eat a corn dog, Ryan? Nah, no, not really. I'm gonna make all these corn dogs. Would you eat one? Well, I guess if they're already made, I guess I'll eat them, and I'll eat like. Just tons of tater tots.
It's like the typical Minnesotan thing.
Hey, that was a good idea.
That, by the way, was not passive aggressiveness. There's a thing that happens with food, and I don't know what to call it. I'm not sure what the phenomenon's name is, but where you don't really feel hungry, but then once it's cooked, you go, I'd eat that shit, and then you enjoy it. And
it's like an old survival instinct from back in the day where it's like, okay, when you didn't have a lot of food, you're like, okay, I'm fine not eating. I can survive for another few hours. And then all of a sudden, you're like,
I think it's just basic mouth pleasure. You're like, I know that'll taste good, so I'm going to put it in my mouth and have my mouth pleasure go off. But mouth pleasure is probably derived from something of, you know, we eat foods that are high in fat and shit, so yeah. For survival reasons.
It reminds me of a thing I read about how teenagers.
Mouth pleasure is given.
I get it. That's called oral.
About. Anyways, what I was trying to say is that if they're told that, you know, the man is using techniques and using psychology and food science to give you shit that's bad for you so they can make money off you, that, like, because of that rebellious nature of that age, that actually is an effective way to get people to eat healthy by being like, fuck that, I ain't doing what the man wants me to do, you know, which is kind of cool. I like that. I like that as a...
Hang on. Not start over, but summarize quickly. So or let me summarize and see what I hear you saying, and you can correct me.
Okay.
You're saying that I should have teenagers eat better because by telling them that the advertising is trying to get them, basically?
Yeah.
Okay,
and they go,
I can see that.
They get skeptical. They don't like the idea of...
Getting
being
got,
led
being
along,
yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Or being told what to do. So you say, you're being told what to do every time you watch that commercial and eat those Doritos, and they go like, fuck,
that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Could you counter it by saying, like, doctors, you know, white doctors are trying to keep you healthy by telling you to eat this healthy food, but what they're really trying to do is control you and take away your freedoms.
Except for That'd Dr. Pepper. He just wants to give you more 23 flavors or something. How many flavors is it?
Dr. Pepper 23
flavors. Yeah, oh, see? Yeah. I knew it. 23 flavors.
Ryan, I don't buy your theory, because if your theory were correct, we'd all be smokers. Or we'd be doing drugs.
Well, there is something to be said for that, but I bet it works on some people, where people were like, fuck you, I'm going to smoke. I'm going to do drugs because I want to. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Huh. Speaking of which, I had a Dr. Pepper in Las Vegas.
Whoa, it was fucking real delicious. Busy trip.
Let me tell you. Too I haven't sweet. Had caffeine Too in a long sweet. Time. It was fucking weird. Actually, I had it like at the airport on the way home at like midnight, because that's when our flight left.
Whoops.
And no, I didn't plan on sleeping on the plane or anything, because it was only 10 o'clock. But anyways, I was bugging Amy the whole time. I was like, Amy, you want to do something? You want to play cards? What do you want to watch? You want to watch something? She's like, I'm trying to sleep. I just took a drug. Don't eat caffeine like, anymore.
Tired. Leave me alone. I got a headache.
Dr. Pepper's
got
weird.
A new drug.
Because they didn't. That's what they had. They seemed to have in Las Vegas. They seemed to have Dr. Pepper and like Pepsi, and that was it. Or Sierra Mist or something. I think it's a Pepsi town rather than a Coke town.
Dave loves Pepsi.
Ugh, Pepsi's so gross.
So, besides Pepsi being gross, tell me about this game you're playing, this Battlefield... What's it called?
Battlefield 1.
It is called Basically, 1, okay.
Yeah, because it's World War 1. Because all the games, all the first-person shooters seem to be going further and further into the future with jetpacks or augmented, you know, like, modes of travel. So it's like, I can do jump boosts and dive to the side, and I have laser-targeting rifles and all this stuff. And it's really fun to go back to a time where it's like, oh, I have bolt action rifles and that are really hard to fire, and
yeah, what was that called?
Still ride horses.
What was that Call of Duty? Was that Call of Duty 2 or 1 back that they did? Remember they went back a step or something? We played it a few times.
It's Battlefield.
Was it? No, the Call of Duty. They went back to like World War II?
World at War. It came. Call of Duty 4 came out.
Was that World War?
Which was
World War
II? That was the first modern one.
Yep.
That's the first one that everyone played, Modern Warfare 1. The
yep.
first one.
That's the first really one good. I played, yep.
Yep, and then they went back, and it was World at War, which was back to World War 2.
Right, it was World War 2. Okay, I couldn't remember yep. which one it was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is World War 1, where you had, like, biplanes and shit, right?
Yeah, which is pretty great. And guys on horses, and you're, like, fighting tanks, and they're like the big Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade tanks, where it's got 8 guys in it, and they have guns sticking out in every single direction. So you have to try and get on top of tanks, and it's...
Is there a lot of no man's land and like pits or what are they?
Yeah, because artillery. It, like there's trenches, pigeons. There, like yeah. you can get pigeons and you can write your like artillery coordinates on a pigeon and then let it go. But they can shoot down pigeons, and so then your coordinates don't get back to the headquarters to them rain artillery in and stuff like that.
Huh.
It's just really really fun.
Is it single player too, or are you all multiplayer?
Yeah, they have a single player mode, but the way they did single player is really interesting. Where it's like the whole thing goes like 60 million people died during World War I. You were like when you went, you were basically going like you're probably not going to survive. Like you were told like you know just do your best and fight as long as possible. And instead of playing as like a single character, for a lot of the time you play as a guy and he like fights for as long as possible and pushes as far as possible. When he dies, it goes like. Okay, you know, this guy, you know, Nathaniel, whatever, you know, this guy lived from like 1889 to 1914. Huh. And then it zooms to a different guy. And you take over another guy who picks up a gun and is like, okay, let's go.
Well, that's
kind of neat. Kind of push forward as you hear them, like the whistle gets blown and everyone pulls up out of the turret, you know, and tries to run forth and puts on gas masks to try and not get mustard gassed.
And it's story-based, right? It's not based on how many times you die. It's just story-based. Once that guy gets very far, you start a new guy.
Yep.
That's kind of cool. All
right, yeah. So I read on Reddit that the medic is, like, one of the funnest characters to play in Battlefield 1.
Yeah, I play as a medic or an anti-tank guy. Those are the two classes I play.
And the medic is pretty cool because they walk around with old syringes and like stab people with them.
Right.
instead of like CP or the
defibrillator
shock paddles. Yeah.
It's just I don't know. I really like team-based games, and it's like you with a good group of guys. Like I got like 5 people I play with, so we have a full squad, and we can get top of the board because it's based on teamwork that you can move around. I can watch your back, you can watch mine. If you try and Call of Duty it where you're one guy running around, someone's going to snipe you from, you know, the side of a mountain, and you're going to have no retaliation because, and who are you going to tell?
Ghostbuster! Like, oh, sorry. No. I thought we were going somewhere else.
You're going to be like, oh, I can tell my team where that guy is because I'm not talking to them. No, you're not going to tell them.
Okay. Is it pretty much the same, like, game style as the other Call of Duty's, where you go around to objectives, try to take the objectives, hold the objectives, move on to the next objective, that kind of thing?
Yep. It is very much like that, but they have done lots of tweaks and adjustments to make it so if you're a really good team, you can, like, kind of blow out the other team, but now they have what are called behemoths, which are like, you're losing by a lot. Now the enemy team has spawned, like a Zeppelin comes rolling in with, and a Zeppelin has, like, just cannons shooting down at, you know, like, you can get up in the cannons and be like, choom, choom, and start launching, like, rockets and stuff down on the enemy team. Or the fully armored train comes in, the trains, like, that have the big guns on the side that just start raining hell on people. Huh. Or you summon in a battleship that sits there and, like, bombs the coast.
That's neat.
You know, to try and balance out the teams of getting beaten.
Is there like a progress for the multiplayer? Like, do you gain levels or unlock fucking weapons or something? Or how does that work?
Yeah, it's you gain levels as like as normal, but the more you play as a certain class, the more you unlock their type weapons. Because it can't be like the assault class, which is the anti-tank guys. Get like just submachine guns, just like super close range stuff because they're in and out of tanks all the time, so they didn't have room to carry a big rifle or anything. So they basically balanced it by certain classes have certain weapons, and you can't take the best class and give them the best weapon to balance it out. So
That's cool.
Everything counters everything else. Like a sniper will counter a short range guy, and a medium range guy should counter a short range guy. But if I can get up close to you. You can get suits of armor and stuff like that because World War One had suits of armor still.
Did you play the game last night?
I did play last night.
Did you play with a gentleman named Steve?
Yeah.
Did you play with a gentleman named Tony?
Tony does not want to play first person shooters, so he played hockey.
So that's why I was all alone last night. I was like, oh, I'm all alone. But luckily, Derek and Ryan jumped on to save me. So
you can send a text.
The problem is there's so much to do because, you know, Civilization 6 came out and I've been playing a shitload of that, and
I know,
there's always League to play and 7 Days to Die. There's a lot of stuff to do. So.
Right. Don't worry about 7 Days to Die. Adam has been taking care of everything.
No.
I don't know. I think our place is getting pretty cool looking. I'm working on paving the entire ground. It's pretty awesome.
I found a mini bike schematic that Chris needs to go and take
care of.
Why
do I have to do it? I thought you were going to do it.
No. I'm doing guns and stuff like that.
Right,
you. And I scavenged a bunch of, like, we got shotguns now.
Sweet.
Lots of them. And ammo.
I do like
and
shotguns.
But we can make snowberry extract. Don't take the snowberry extract.
Does that give you diarrhea?
It just kills you. I'm not sure what it does
poisons,
yet.
It poisons you for like 20 minutes.
It's weird. You eat these snowberries, and they like give you a little bit of fullness, right? But they also, if you eat too many, you get poison kind of a thing. But then you build a medical center or whatever, and you can make snowberry extract, which doesn't give you any fullness and just hurts you. I'm like, what is this used for? Can we shoot it into zombies' mouths? I don't know.
It's like freaking crushed glass where I had that on my screen. And I'm like,
and you just eat it.
Like, I remember that was awesome.
The button was use, I think.
Use it. You're like,
it's like, I don't know what this will do, but I guess I'll try using it.
And then you ate it.
And then you just like slowly die. Actually, not that slowly. You pretty quickly die.
I wonder if you could have bandaged yourself if that would have done, like just throwing bandages down your mouth.
I don't know. That was funny though and annoying.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did anybody play Red Dead Redemption besides me?
No, but I know it was a really fun game.
Yeah, it was cowboys and it was really great. And it's like made by Rockstar, who makes Grand Theft Auto games. So it's all the characters are great. It's a super huge open world. Ryan likes Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, so they're making a second one that's coming out like next year.
Wasn't that Game of the Year? Like a lot of people said that was Game of the Year it came out.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, that's one I always meant to maybe go back and play, but it's just so much to do. So
yeah, that's the problem. It's like we live in like a really, really... People go like, oh, man, remember all these great games from when you were a kid? Yeah, those were really gay games, but now you can have...
Oh, they're gay? Jesus.
Any taste in games you want, you can find a game that's...
Yep. And it's... Like, and it's better, let's be honest.
It is.
I mean, there's some nostalgia playing Techno Bowl, again, but the games today are really good, so...
Right, yeah. They really are.
Speaking of really good games, let me tell you a little bit about Civilization VI. I'll try not to bore you too much, but I just want to tell you the highlights of why I like it, all right? So did anybody ever play any Civilization games? Do you want to start with?
Yeah.
I have. I played five, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you play
a ton.
Okay. So Civilization VI is turn-based, and I always found it fairly easy because you can defend your cities pretty well if you build like walls and put a couple, you know, the AI is not very smart. You can put a couple ranged units behind your walls and you can throw some melee guys up front and you can pretty much stop their entire onslaught, right? No matter how many units they have, you're probably going to be okay. So what they did for Civ 6 is they took the city and they, instead of being one hex, it's now like your district's got to spread out around the map. So you can't just defend one point. You have to defend your city, which turns into like 12 points eventually. And if you don't, then they're going to destroy half your city and they're going to take a lot of shit. So I think that's going to be a little more difficult later on. It's a really good idea. They made this concept of districts. Actually, if you remember, okay, before Civ 5, all the units could be stacked in one spot. You could have like a stack of giant units. Yep. Civ 5 came out and they're like, you know what? You can't do that anymore. You can have one unit per square or per hex. They kind of took the units and they've spread them out. They did the same thing for the cities, which I thought was pretty neat. So that's cool. And then they did something with like a legacy bonus with governments. There's just a lot of neat stuff that they did. I think it's a very solid game so far. I look forward to seeing what the mods come out with too, because I think that it'll be around for a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because let's see, Exciting. Civ 5 or Civ 4? Civilization 5. Sid Meier's Civilization 5. Where is that? I have 1,385 hours in that stupid game.
That's geez, crazy.
Really?
The math on that. 1,300? Calculator.
How many years has it been out? When did it come out?
So 5 has been out 6 years or so. It's been out a long time.
Yeah. I'll divide it by 8 hours just to get like...
work days?
Like kind of a work days.
Sure.
So, and then I'm going to do work weeks just to make it more fun.
Yeah, might as well, right?
So 5 day weeks, so divide by 5. Uh-huh. And so let's make this into months because it's a pretty big number still. Divided by 4. So that's about 8 months straight of playing as a job.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
That's not my biggest game either.
What's your biggest?
I think Crusader Kings 2 or Europa is my biggest. Crusader Kings 2, I have 1,840. So.
Whoa.
Jesus.
But anyways, that's my point, is Civ 5 gave me 1,300 hours or something. Civ 6 is going to be around for a while. I'm going to put a lot of time into it. So far, it really seems like a fun game. Seems like there's a lot of cool things that they're doing.
Did you play single player or multiplayer?
Almost exclusively single player, although I have played a few multiplayer games. Some of the most fun multiplayer games were when I was streaming it, and people that were watching the stream would be like, hey, let's play a multiplayer game. So they'd just join, and we'd just fucking play multiplayer games. I don't know. It's a fun game.
Cool.
Yeah, I look forward to it, and I think that it's the best polished game that they've had on release. So Civ 5 was fun, but if you didn't have the expansions, like they came up with 3 expansions that were fucking stellar, that made it a top-notch game. This game by itself so far is pretty polished. It's pretty good. I don't even know what they're going to do with expansions, but it's pretty fucking good so far. So run out and buy a copy. If you like turn-based strategy games, which most people don't like.
I'm liking the GTA on my theme of doing things like about 3 years behind. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and I'm just into it, but it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. Like they did a good job with that game, making it pretty fun. Damn, fun.
I think I played 4 with Amy back in the condo.
That's with Nico.
Yeah, the cousin.
Cousin. Yeah.
Whenever Amy sees anybody with like a Middle Eastern accent or something, that's the first thing she says is cousin.
Do you want to go bowling? And you're like, no, I don't want to go bowling. Yeah. Let's go to the place. Let's go to the strip club. No, cousin. No, I don't want to go to the strip club.
Yeah, that was a fun game. All right. Anything else we got going on this evening?
Well, the good news coming out of Indiana Jones 5 is George Lucas isn't anywhere near this project.
Wait, so, did they leave him at the Crystal Skull Cave or something?
I think so. Is he completely dropping off the radar for everything?
He's got like $4 billion. Just let it go and retire. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah, he retired completely. Like, he has his foundations and stuff. Like, you hear about them on, like NPR when it's all like, oh, this is brought to you by the Lucas Foundation. You know, to try and make people smarter. Like, all
that
right,
just
good job.
Seems like a good idea, honestly.
Right. But yes, he has nothing... Oh, but Ryan, remember yesterday Tuesday we were talking about you watched 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, that was super good. I really liked it.
But they have another movie coming out that J.J. Abrams is producing, and it's coming out in February. It's called God Particle, and it takes place in the same universe. So he's really? Like basically has the yeah he has the Cloverfield universe.
Oh.
So I should watch Cloverfield if I'm going to watch this show, or is it a movie or a show?
Cloverfield movie. Was the one with the
I know monster. It's a movie, but what about the God Particle?
It's a movie. Yeah, it's coming out in February.
Okay, but it's in the same universe.
Yep. So
I kind of dig that. Kind of dig that.
It's all like
that.
They're connected, but you don't need to see any other one to for the movie to make sense, which is really interesting.
And I actually didn't know they were connected, which made that the 10 Cloverfield probably more surprising to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Did you know they connected when you watched it?
Well, when it had the name Cloverfield in the name.
Oh, so that's supposed to be connected to that movie as well?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
See?
I thought it was because of the name, but I didn't want to, you know, assume, so...
Well, I didn't because it didn't look anything like it when you looked at the previews and shit. So I just thought it was, hey, people like the word Cloverfield. Go for it.
I just thought it looked like John Goodman being a badass. That's why I wanted to see it. But I didn't know it was connected. That's kind of cool. And it's not shaky cam, which is awesome.
Really badass.
It was a it reminded me of the Sunshine movie, which is like kind of a psychological mind trip. Not so much. I know you didn't like the ending of Sunshine. That got a little weird for me, too. But
it turned into a different movie.
It did. But it was pretty intense. Like, you're always thinking, like, what the fuck is going on here, man? Mm. What's the truth?
Yeah, that's cool.
It was pretty good.
I like that. Speaking of kind of the universes together and stuff, CW is killing it, as far as I'm concerned, with their... And I'll just mention a small thing that has no spoilers, really, or anything that I laughed at and I thought I got the most out of. I was watching The Arrow last night, right?
Yep.
And they're talking about one of the characters, one of the main characters' kid, his son. And if you just... Let's say you just watched The Arrow. Last season, his main character, this character, his kid was a girl. So if you just watch Arrow, you're like, what the fuck? It's a boy now? Did they forget about that? But in Flashpoint, we know from watching The Flash that one of the ramifications was he didn't have a daughter, he had a son.
Right.
And the kid, it's just a kid. It's in the passing. You know, it's passing dialogue, but it's fucking cool that they're like, if you don't watch The Flash and you just watch The Arrow, you'd kind of be like, what? What's happening? I thought he had a daughter.
Right.
Well, what's even cooler, too, is it also ties back to last year's crossover / premiere event for Legends of Tomorrow, when they meet the sun in the future.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right. They do that, don't they?
It's all so
I forgot all about that, because to me, it's just the baby. It's a baby kid, right. And you don't... It's not even a relevant plot point. It's just like, hey, I had a daughter. Oh, cool, good job. And then this year is, what about your son? Like, oh. It's cool they do that. They're doing good stuff over there.
As it said, they're doing the God's work.
That's what Fatty would say. They're doing the God's work over there.
God's work there. Man, like, Adam, you gotta watch The Flash, like, on Wednesdays.
That is so good. Typically, I'm doing homework on Wednesdays, so it's tough, but yeah.
You can do homework and watch TV at the same time.
I could, but the quality of my work is not going to be great.
Quality of your work is, you've already passed the class, so you don't need to...
Dude, you're in college. You just need to see.
C's get degrees.
C's get degrees, but I want to get the
curls
best
for
I can.
The girls.
College is for drinking, womanizing, man.
Right.
Not homework.
But I think we would be remiss if we don't talk about fucking The Walking Dead season premiere. So we got to talk a little bit about it. Ryan doesn't watch the show, so it doesn't really fucking matter. Adam, you're probably not caught up at all.
I dropped out halfway through.
Okay, so Adam's out, so we don't really have to worry. Don't have to sugarcoat it.
I already know what happens anyway.
All right, so go.
It was
go. Well, my God, Negan.
Well, okay, last year, basically, yes. There's this group called the Saviors, and they kept showing up and be like, "Hey, you guys, we got like a bunch of guys. Just you know, all we care, you know, give us some shit. You know, we want you know half of your shit." And Rick got, you know, being Rick, he's all like, "Hey, I'm protecting my people. Let me kill a bunch of your guys. Let you, you know, do that stuff." And so the end of last season, yes, they're Maggie's sick, and they're trying to get to Hilltop, which has a doctor.
Because she's pregnant as well.
Yep. Has another village. It's another village that's protected that has, you know, pretty good people there. So they're trying to go all this way, and they keep getting roadblocks. And the roadblocks get crazier, like, bigger and, like, bigger and bigger. And these guys are just sitting there going, like, "Hey, you know, let's let's make some deals here, you know. Stuff's going to go down." And, yeah, Rick being, like, kind of cocky and thinking he'd protect everybody, you know, gets them out of the van. They're making their way through the woods, and you just start hearing all these whistling, and they are all captured by a ton of guys, like 40 people.
Yep.
Yeah, and Negan's going to be like, I'm gonna hit someone in the head with my bat. And, yeah, he just broke people.
See, so that was a little bit... So what he says is, "I'm going to beat the holy hell out of one of you," right?
Right.
And yep. The rest of you, as long as you give me half your shit, everything will be fine.
Yep.
He did not beat the holy hell out of him. He killed him with a bat.
Well, the one guy, Abraham, like, he did that. He's like, "I picked a random guy. Happened, yes. But then I think there's going to be, like, ramifications," because Daryl goes like, "I'm
no,
Daryl."
No, my point being, he didn't just hit... what's that guy's name again? The big guy?
Abraham.
They just hit him in the head. They beat him until his head was pulp. He's dead. There's no coming back.
Yeah.
He killed him. He didn't say, "I'm going to kill one of you who are bad." He's going to say, "I'm going to beat the..." Like, if somebody said to me, "I'm going to beat the shit out of you, you're going to fucking... It's going to feel like death, but you're going to survive," I'd be like, "All right, I'll take one for the team." He just beat him until his head was pulp.
Right.
I think you kind of get a... So, yeah, he says that, and he just starts, but he can't stop himself, right?
Yeah.
He gets this grin on his face, and when he's done, he's like, looking at his bat, and he's flicking it, and he's like, "Did you see that? Did you see that shit?"
Right.
You see, he's like, just going, boom.
Right, and he's like, "It's a vampire bat."
Or, yeah, and what else did he say?
Isn't
did you hear him?
Matilda,
he told me
or something?
To suck his nuts.
It's Lucille.
Lucille.
Yes, I think that didn't help the cause whatsoever.
That's true. But
when he hit him in the head and he kind of like was all bloodied and beaten for a second, he goes like, suck my nuts.
Yeah, I mean, Abraham wanted to die kind of too for a while, so you kind of see that coming a little bit. But it really sucked what Daryl did. Daryl gets up and hits Negan in the face. And so he's like, all right.
The first one's free. After the second one.
Got to kill somebody else now with my bat.
Right.
Does he kill Daryl?
Nope.
No.
Oh, no.
Because Daryl will be an earner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope. So he just hits
He beats the crowd favorite. He beats the shit and kills Glenn. The only Asian guy on TV who can have a white woman is now dead.
Right. But that's in the comic book, too. Like, in the comic book.
They had
an issue. So they satisfied the television, but they also satisfied, like, the comic book purists.
Well, and they also foreshadowed that. Like, going back to episode one or whatever, where you think he's dead, basically, because he's never a pile of zombies or whatever. You think he's dead. They basically foreshadow he's going to die. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, that was the easy part of the show, honestly.
So hard, Ryan. Like, so hard in the head. His head was, like, popped, and his eye, like, ocular socket was, like, and his eye, like, popped out, dude. It's, like, part way out. And he's just all like, "Maggie!" He's just all like, "Oh, do you see that guy's eye?"
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. But, so yeah, he gets beaten to death, and it's kind of disgusting, because even after his brain is quivering, the body's still kind of... Or the brain is mushed, the body's still quivering. And then Rick says... What's he say? "I'm going to kill you."
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Was that the oh boy moment?
No. I think he broke him though. I'm pretty sure he broke the shit out of him.
Because
this long process goes through the whole thing, but in the end of it, he's like, "All right, I don't believe you. Yeah. I'm gonna. You know what? Here's your knife. Cut off your son's arm."
Right.
Yep.
He's like, "You cut his arm off, or I'm gonna shoot everybody's face, and then I'm gonna keep you alive and let you dwell on that."
Yep.
That
And that, yeah, that's what finally broke.
So Rick had to cut his arm?
No. So because what he said is like, I believe, you know, Rick's like, fine, we'll work for you, whatever. And then Negan's like, I don't believe you because of the look in your eye. So now I'm going to have you cut your arm, your kid's arm off. And, you know, he's like, that's an impossible choice, right? What are you going to do? You eventually have to, otherwise everyone's going to die, and your kid as well. So he's about ready. His kid's like, do it. Fucking do it.
Yeah, Carl's like a little pimp, a little psychopath. Him.
Is he pretty tough now? Is it the same actor that was
in Carl got his eye shot out too, Ryan. Yeah. Carl got like
He's got a fucking eye patch and shit.
I was looking up Maggie, and I remember her.
Yeah. So he's about to cut off his arm, and then Negan stops him and looks at him and says, that's the look I was looking for, because I think he's realized that he just fucking broke him. And he's like, I'm going to take Daryl with me, because he's fucking awesome. The rest of you, just give me half your shit, and we'll be fine.
Right. He's like, I took half your shit. I'm going to come back, and I'll send some guys back in a week. Get me some more shit.
So it was depressing and annoying. The one thing I will say is I thought the acting was really fucking good, especially with Rick and Maggie. I thought their acting was really good. Rick seems like he's a fucking broken guy. Like when he's on top of that trailer, just looking up and remembering people and shit. Yeah. They also did shoot it very well, where they keep you in a little bit of suspense for a little while, not knowing who died, and they keep showing shots of everyone. In the past, kind of they shot it very well. So.
Right.
It's just that it sucks. There's no happiness in that show.
And Maggie just played being super sad.
Oh, she was broke.
She's super sick too.
She was broke as fuck. She's like, I'm gonna carry his body.
Yeah, sick, broken.
Yeah. Not great, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like more positive things in my life these days, but I can appreciate the show for being artistically relevant. So.
Right. And man, Papa Winchester, man, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, that guy could chew some scenery, man. That guy is good.
Who's that?
He's just like Negan, the guy who played Negan. That's like Sam and Dean Winchester from Supernatural is their dad. He was like the comedian in Watchmen, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just a good, like, guy who's just like rough and, you know, like I would be willing to do some terrible things.
So, and I did see the Batesville Daily is apparently a paper. I don't know if you guys saw this on Reddit. Somebody took out an obituary for Glenn.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It talks about him born in Michigan, and after the apocalypse he came and did all this stuff, and he survived by these people. In lieu of flowers, the family asked donations of literally anyone who could help them defeat Negan.
Right.
That's funny. That's pretty genius.
That is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so very sad. I don't know. Maybe I'll probably continue to watch the show. I watch it mostly in fast forward now, so.
Yeah.
Kind of actually want to watch it now. And by the way, it's not because of the sad things. It's more because characters you mentioned are the characters that I remember from the early episodes.
Yeah.
The
show's at its strongest, I think, when it's like the humans, because the walkers are just like the backdrop. It's just like they just happen to be there. They know how to deal with them, you know. They're like, okay, we know how to defend against them. We know how to do this. Like, Rick kills like probably like 30 of them when he's all like crazy, like with his hand, with his hatchet.
And That actually is a good point, and it goes to the end scene for that episode where he's driving. A walker comes out when they're all in the fucking van ready to leave. They don't kill it; they just leave it alone, and then they start driving off. And he's just watching this walker eat the pool of his friend's blood. Walkers don't matter in this world. It's all about how bad people are in the world.
Yep.
And
the thing is, like, for me, Negan is like. Is like what Shane could have been. Like, Shane would be the guy who would go that far to take care of his people. He'd be like, these are my people. I'm going to take care of them. And I'm going to do terrible shit to other people.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
take care of mine. Like, Shane could have been Negan if Rick wouldn't have put him down.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys suffer from this, but I suffer from a thing where I don't care as much about the characters from anything past season like two or three or whatever. Ever since the farm, like the other characters, I don't really care that much about them. Like if one of them dies, like Abraham, it's a loss, but it's not like, you know, he doesn't, to me, he's not one of the original kind of characters that the survivors or whatever. Maybe that's just me, I don't know.
Like, Eugene, the guy with the mullet, the reason I kind of like him, even though he's like really kind of like a wuss and stuff, is he's almost getting ready to make bullets, Ryan. It reminds me of 7 Days to Die when you're like, oh shit, I got the stuff. I'm almost ready to make bullets, dude.
Yeah, that's right. They found that factory, didn't they?
Factory,
they didn't
right?
bring that he's up like, yet this season, but yeah.
Right, but like the guy all of a sudden he's like, fuck, okay, man, and it starts making bullets. I was like, yes, now we're back in it.
Cooking. Now we're cooking.
Also, what it did is it made you not like Negan a lot. Obviously, yep. They made a very good villain.
Yeah,
they're like, because he's not a psychopath. He's smart and he's driven and he's evil.
Yeah,
he's evil like Shane was evil. Well, he'll kill people to do shit, you know, to get his point across or whatever.
Could they possibly turn him into a character that everybody likes at this point?
I don't see how, Negan? Man. He beat Glenn to death. Everybody loved Glenn. Glenn was the heart of that fucking team, and he beat him to death.
Right. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is playing Negan. I mean, it's only been 2 episodes, but it's so close to what it is in the comic book. I mean, in the comic book, you just hate this mother. I mean, it's just like... You're interested in reading him just to say, is today going to be the day that they're finally going to get him? So,
I don't know. I'd be fine if they just continue for like 3 seasons, just giving him half their shit. Can we don't deal with them?
He shows up in issue 100, and he's around for 62 issues.
That's a long time.
That's a long fucking time to have a villain around.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. Anybody got any happier things to talk about? I don't want to. I think we can skip the election this week because that just brings me down as well. But next week will have to be our election edition because it's just before election day.
Oh, right? That's a good idea.
The Punisher is coming out next year on Netflix.
Yep.
They set their cast.
Do we have a date yet, or is it just... Oh, no, we probably don't have a date.
Spring.
Yet. Spring.
Right. It's going to be weird, because they're going to have three shows next year.
Yeah.
Right, because they're going to have Iron Fist, The Defenders,
and
So I don't know how they'll split Punisher. It up. Yeah, so I don't know how they'll split it up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do Iron Fist first, because they can't bring out Defenders without Iron Fist.
It's first. Yeah. It's first.
It is first. Okay.
Yeah, Netflix, I was looking at a link of the top, like, 20 Netflix shows. Netflix has got a lot of original shows that are pretty fucking good. Like, they're becoming, like, the new... Remember when HBO was, like, the thing for good quality TV that you went to and watched? It seems like it's kind of Netflix. Actually, the streaming services in general are kind of becoming that thing. Even Amazon Prime's got a few good originals, and so... I think we're moving away from these stupid TV channels. It's going to be awesome.
Right.
The future is now.
There's a report that Netflix is increasing their debt by $200 million next year just to produce more original content.
Oh, wow. So,
that's cool. And I did read that Netflix original content is reviewed better than the non-original content. So, in other words, people like their original stuff a lot more than just other stuff they happen to carry.
Yep, and I was reading that they want to, I think it was by 2018 or 2020 or something, they want half of their... stuff to be original content because they don't pay licensing fees on that shit. You know, it's theirs. Right. They own it.
Sure.
Because it's probably getting expensive to have Doctor Who. And then BBC's like, fuck you, no more.
I don't know. I just hope that it would be great to be able to, at one point in time, be able to be like, I just want to watch this. You know, I don't care. Find it for me. And it's just like you type in something and it goes like, all right, here you go. Here's your thing.
Type in. I just want to be able to talk. I want to be able to like, Alexa. Show me all the episodes of Doctor Who. Go.
Funny thing to say that. I can do that with my Amazon Fire TV, which has been hacked to... Well, it's not really hacked. It's got a program installed that runs anything.
FBI, you heard him.
Yeah. I don't use it. I just have it installed. It's totally legal.
Everything I've ever watched.
The troll trace in Denmark has found you, Ryan, and can tell exactly where you have been. Go back in your cave, troll.
Okay, we're going to end it here. I think we've been going for a long time. Let's cut it off. Unless anybody's got a super thing to finish with, or are we good?
Ryan, what do you got?
I'm good.
Thumbs up?
Oh,
Thumbs up.
All right,
cool.
Thumbs up.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks you guys for interesting podcast, getting me back into it. Like I said, I was going through some withdrawal, so that's awesome. Drop us a line out there, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, if you got anything to say, or the Facebook page of the same thing. Happy Halloween. Everyone's going to dress up. We're going to have our best costumes on. And it's going to be sweet. And Dave wants to say something.
God, what was that guy? It's like something about England.
Oh my God, how did we almost forget this? Okay, we've done our outro. We'll just talk about it real quick. All the Beatles are dead, right? We're all agreed on this. Yeah.
They're all dead.
And Andy can suck our dick. Suck our dick, yeah. Andy. Suck our dick.
Whatever. Yeah, British Andy.
Next time you're in town, you're going to go under the table and you're going to present. We're going to present that.
Right? You'd be like, you know what that is? That's American cock.
Have a good night. Bye.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
That's Australia.
Australia.
Oh, that's Australian. Bob's your uncle. Bob's your uncle. Good night.
Bye.
Good job.